بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولله ملك السماوات والأرض وما بينهما وإليه المصير. This ayah that we were reading, in which Allah Ta'ala explained that the Jews and Christians claim that they are the children of Allah Ta'ala and His favorites, and therefore Allah Ta'ala will not punish them. So when this ayah was revealed, was the occasion when Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam gave da'wah to the ulama, and then they said, but we are the children of Allah and we are His favorites, so we cannot be punished. On that Allah Ta'ala revealed this ayat and said that that is not the case. If that was the case, then Allah should not have given them the punishment where He made them into monkeys and into swine, pigs, etc. And He had put a disgraceful punishment upon them forever. That should not have been the case. Further to illustrate that point more clearly, Allah Ta'ala says that يَغْفِرُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيُعَظِّمُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. بخشے جس کو چاہے اور عذاب کرے جس کو چاہے. The sole sovereignty belongs only to Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala, it is not that any person is His favorite just being a certain person from a certain group or from a certain family or anything of a certain nation. That is not the criteria. But Allah Ta'ala, whomsoever He wants to, He forgives. A person could, any person, whatever great sins he could have forgiven or could have made, if Allah wishes to, Allah Ta'ala forgives. And Allah Ta'ala, there are so many cases and instances where so many people were forgiven just on a small, small point. On the other hand, where you عَذِّبُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ or عَذَابْ كَرِي جِسْكُ چَاهِ. And Allah Ta'ala, who He wishes to, He punishes. When Allah wants to take to task, then in spite of a person's whole life of good deeds, and on one small point if Allah wants to. In other words, Allah is the absolute sovereign. He does as He wishes. He is not bound by our amal, etc. also. Whoever He wishes to, He wishes, He punishes, and whoever He wishes to, He forgives. For example, the Tatars, when they invaded Iraq, Baghdad, they were non-believers, but because the Muslims had done zulm upon them, and they pleaded to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala put in their hearts, you go and invade, and you, my help and my power is with you. So the Muslims, they were, and at that time, there were great, great Muslims, righteous and pious people also. Of course, they were the wrongdoers, and they did a lot of wrong also. But Allah Ta'ala had sent such a punishment that time on the Muslims and on various other occasions also. So Allah Ta'ala, His criteria is not any family, any person, whoever it might be. It is that we have to make tawbah and we have to turn to Allah Ta'ala and seek His help. That is the lesson that is given. So Allah Ta'ala is saying this clearly to the Jews and Christians, but it is a great lesson for us to learn also. Not only the time of the invasion of the Tatars in Baghdad, but at the time of Karbala, the grandson of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam was made shaheed, and made shaheed in a very gruesome way also. And then there were very many other occasions also which came in the history of Islam. So we all have to take a lesson from that and keep on fearing Allah Ta'ala, seeking His forgiveness, and trying our best to fulfill His commandments. Well, and not only that, that Allah Ta'ala is will forgive and punish whom He wants to. وَلِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا. اور اللہ ہی کے لیے ہے سلطنت آسمان اور زمین کی اور جو کچھ دونوں کے بیچ میں ہے. And so if whatever is in the heavens and the earth and whatever is in between them belongs solely and only to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is not only the owner, He is the creator. He controls every moment, every second, every limb in the body. How many are we as human beings, our human body, how many components there are from head to toe. And there's the outward things which we know about. But inside what is happening, what is in our bones, the marrow, and the whatever deficiency may Allah save us, or in our blood, any deficiency in the blood, all these things cause so many problems. So all this, whatever, and that is just one human being, and 8-10 billion Muslim people of the world, and then the heavens and the earth, the skies and the seas, whatever, Allah, everything belongs only to Allah Ta'ala. So a person should recognize Allah Ta'ala and live his life according to that. And then finally it is wa ilayhi al-masir, aur usi ki taraf laut kar jana hai. And a person, all of us, we have to return to Allah Ta'ala. Everything will be. There will be the time, kullu shayin halikun illa wajha. That everything Allah will destroy, but only Allah Himself will remain. There will be absolutely nothing. There was nothing. Allah was the only being. He was there all the time. And the time will come when He will destroy everything. There won't be anything, no malaika, no one. Only Allah Ta'ala will be there. And then again He will resurrect everything. So when Allah Ta'ala is that great, mighty, powerful being, it is only wise that a person totally submits to Allah Ta'ala and does not make any claims that I am so pious, or I achieved this, I did that, I belong to this nation, I belong to this family. Those are things which are not at all of any merit. A person's eyes must be solely on the one and the only Allah. May Allah give us all tawfiq.